Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Hunting predators with bait. Can you, should you, and how do you get started? This is what we're going to talk about on today's episode. Hey, and welcome to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about hunting predators with bait, primarily coyotes and the similar types of predators, and primarily even with that in the Northeast, which is where I have the most experience, though these techniques and tactics could certainly translate into other areas. You just need to keep in mind where you live and the topography and the wildlife and the habitat might impact these recommendations. So jumping in, how do you hunt predators with bait? First of all, can you and should you? Well, the first one is easy. Most states, they have a specific ruling on the topic. Can you use bait to hunt coyotes? You're going to find that in your Hunter Trapper Digest or Hunter Manual or whatever they call it in your state. Where I live in Pennsylvania, yes, you can use bait to hunt coyotes. It is legal. It can be done. Should you use bait to hunt coyotes? Here you get into all sorts of different schools of thought. Should you do it? Is it sportsmanlike? Is it safe? Is it, is it going to cause other problems and issues and situations? Well, you know, you could get into a big, you know, philosophical debate here. Is it sportsmanlike? In my position, when it comes to hunting coyotes, anything sportsmanlike. Because coyotes are unsportsmanlike. Everything that they do is unsportsmanlike. They destroy habitat. They destroy game. They destroy all sorts of populations, farm animals, pets. They are a menace animal when their population gets out of balance. And where I live, they are way out of balance. So if you live in an area where their population is not out of balance, or where even there may be a shortage of coyotes and seasons are controlled, not that I know of such a place, but say you did, then, you know, maybe you could make a case for it not being sportsmanlike. In Pennsylvania, though, anything and everything goes hunting coyotes because of the problems they cause and the absolute need to reduce the population. You can hunt 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, day or night, with essentially any firearm, bolt action, semi-automatic, short-range, long-range rifle, shotgun, bow, whatever you can use or want to use, you can do it. You can call. You can use electric calls. You can use flashlights. You can use bait. You can use decoys. You can use electric decoys. You can use anything because they need to get the population down. So when it comes to bait, bait is just another tool in the toolbox for hunting coyotes. If you live in a different kind of area or have a different philosophy, then by all means, abide by that philosophy. Not trying to talk anybody out of anything, but that's the position that I'm coming from. So is it sportsmanlike? Yes. Take it from someone who's gone out half a dozen times in a row and never even seen a coyote. Anything you can use to take coyotes, Not that they're not around, but they are savvy and wary critters. Anything you can use, use it. It is hard enough as it is. So, is it sportsmanlike? Yes. Is it safe? Well, that's going to depend on where you live. If you live somewhere where there's grizzly bears around and wolves around, you might not want to put bait out because you might bring in some of those animals. You might not want to attract that kind of attention. It just might not be a great idea unless you have a fortified hunting position. You might want to reconsider that. Where I live, there's no concern about safety. There's no issue there. It is absolutely safe. You're very unlikely to run into any kind of problems. Coyotes are pretty much the apex predator where I'm at. You have bobcats out there, but you're not going to have a safety issue with bobcats. There are some black bears out there, but you're not going to have an issue with black bears. I would severely doubt anything like that ever happening. So is it safe? It depends on where you live. It depends on where you live. It depends on what wildlife is around. And I would imagine if you live in a place where it's unsafe, they might not make it legal to do. But don't rely on the Game Commission to make smart decisions for you. Use your head, think about it, so forth and so on. So I think it's sportsmanlike where I live. I think it's safe where I live. If it's not sportsmanlike or it's not safe where you live, don't do it. So there you have it. Now, how do you do it? Well, this is the tricky part. So the kind of bait that works with coyotes is dead animals for the most part. Coyotes are, they are killers, they're scavengers. If they're hungry enough, especially in the middle of winter, they can be attracted to just about anything. Deer piles can be, you know, good bait. Gut piles, you know, whatever leftover carcasses you might have from deer. Once you've broken down and you take the meat off and you've got, you know, whatever's left of that animal, that might be something you could use. You could get some fish heads. You could get some leftovers from a barbecue. You could take whatever you can come up with. Leftovers, garbage, old bones, stuff you might feed to the dog. That's there you go. That's it. Coyotes, they're dogs. You know, that it's that simple, right? Take whatever you've got and you can use that. Now, some hunters, there's a lot of misconceptions here. One is that primarily coyotes are hunted and with bait in the winter and in the dead of winter. And bait, for the most part, stinks quite badly if it's at room temperature. So what you'll have is hunters will freeze their bait. And they'll keep it in the freezer, and then they'll go and they'll put it out for the coyotes. Well, that may or may not do much, because if it's frozen solid, and you take it out of your freezer and you put it in a field, and it's below freezing, and it stays frozen solid, it may not generate enough scent to draw them in. It may not create enough odor to attract them to it. They may not even know that it's there.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
So, in a sense, you need to have bait that is not frozen if it's going to go somewhere frozen, so that it can smell for at least a little while and potentially attract coyotes. So don't use frozen bait in a frozen place. Now, if it's warm out, then, yeah, you can throw some frozen bait out there. That's not going to be a problem. It'll thaw. It'll stink. It'll work. You can do it. So you can keep that in mind. Whatever scraps, whatever you can come up with. If you know a butcher, you can probably get scraps. If you know a meat processor, you can probably get scraps. Whatever you can come up with, you know, whatever's left over from your own cooking and eating or something that goes bad. You've got a pack of chicken that goes bad. Well, there you go. Don't throw it away. Throw it in the deep freeze until the opportune time, and then you've got coyote bait. So how do you want to do this? People will go out, and they'll put out a bait pile the same night they want to hunt, and they will hunt over that bait pile. I'm going to tell you this. That's not going to work. Almost guaranteed not going to work. That's what people do, and that's not the way. You have to think like a coyote thinks, or at least put yourself in the position of a coyote. Coyotes hunt by sense of smell. So if you put a bait pile out, and you are hoping that the scent of that bait brings in coyotes while you're sitting there, you're going to have a rude awakening because you are sitting there. And the same wind that's taking the odor of the coyote, or the odor of the bait to the coyotes, is going to take the odor of you to the coyotes. And that is not going to work. If you put out bait, and then you sit there, your scent is going to go to the same place the scent from the bait goes. Any hope you had of attracting them to the scent of the bait is going to be blown up by your scent getting to the coyote. So what you need to do is get that bait out there before you want to hunt so that the coyotes find the bait and then they know it's there. They, when they come back to it or they stay in the area because they know there's food there, that's when you get them. So, a couple ways you can do this. You can go out, you know, early in the morning of the day of the night that you want to hunt and you can throw some bait out. You can go out a couple days before when you plan the hunt. You can throw some bait out. You can keep an area baited. You know, just keep throwing it in the same place. Try to keep the coyotes around there just because they know there's a food source. Now, I don't recommend that approach because you don't want more coyotes coming in and settling in your area because you feed them on a regular basis. That's going to defeat the purpose. You are going to help the coyotes survive the winter. You're going to end up with more coyotes. And you do not want to do that. Coyotes are a problem. That's why we hunt coyotes the way we hunt them, is because we need to diminish the population. So I don't recommend long-term putting bait out in order to keep the population close by and large. That defeats the purpose. But you want to put your bait out in advance. And then you want to set up a fair distance away from that bait. I'd say at least 100 yards. Probably a little more, but at least 100 yards. And then you can call. You can put a decoy out. You can do a bunch of things. See, there's all sorts of things that are going to go on in a coyote universe. You have a bait pile. The coyotes find it. They know it's there. They munch on it in the morning. They're waiting until nightfall to come back and gorge themselves when it's safe. Well, you put a decoy out and you do some calling. They might think, hey, there's another animal here. Or while somebody else was eating that, something came in and there's more opportunity. There's live food and dead food. So you could get them excited. If they know there's food there and then they hear more food, that helps the case that you're making to get them to come in. So you could just put it out and hunt them like deer, but I think calling is probably better because you want to create this sense of intrigue, this sense of interest, this sense of urgency, and you want the coyote to come in, hopefully without playing the wind, like they might if they just are going at their own pace. So you want to think like that. But those are some of the ways you can hunt coyotes with bait. And you can create a situation or an environment where you improve your odds, where you draw them in maybe from around that area, if you put it out there early enough to get their attention without them smelling you at the same time as the bait. So if they know it's there, they'll come back to it, hopefully for a few nights in a row. As long as, you know, there's another, you put out one fish head, the first coyote that comes takes it, then, well, that's it. You know, it's, this thing's done. But you need to put out enough bait that would keep them coming back. So scraps, bones, stuff that's not easy to just pick the whole thing up and run away with it, so forth and so on. So I hope that's helpful. Head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, for the show notes, more episodes, tips and tactics, things you guys can use. And until next time, God bless you and go get them in the woods.
On Mondays, head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep-sea adventures.
Coming to me.
Double. He's jumping.
Oh! Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
Through the Blackwater Bayous, and in the dark Louisiana night, floats a duck camp, alive with the sounds of swamp pop and the smells of Cajun cooking.
From the Mississippi Delta in Venice to the Cajun prairies of the Southwest, me and the Duck Camp Dinners crew will be hunting and eating it all.
This is Duck Camp Dinner.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.